He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, and Prince of Peace. Let us adore the Lord who is near. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna in the highest. We raise a song of morning praise, Lord Maker of the starry night, that you might free us from the dark and fill us with the coming light. Of old a virgin big with child came with a star to blind the night. By giving wise and simple folk God's gift, the God-man Jesus Christ. He comes to raise the poor from death, the virgin son from Bethlehem. He comes to fill the prophet's mouth, anointed of Jerusalem. This is our faith, our living hope, though all the earth withdraws and dies. For as the morning sun will dawn, we know the word of God will rise. Praise God, the Abba of us all, and Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, together in the Spirit's love. Praise God, the God of Israel. Amen. Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Tomorrow you go forth, and the Lord will be with you. Alleluia. O my God, I long for you from early morning. For you my soul is thirsting, my body aches for you, like a dry, worn-out, and waterless land. So I gaze on you in your holy place, a vision of strength and glory. Your love is better than life, my speech is full of praise. I will worship you all my days, lifting my hands in your name. My soul shall feast as at a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. I think of you throughout the night. For you have been my help. I rejoice beneath your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me tight. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Tomorrow you go forth, and the Lord will be with you. Alleluia. Today you shall know that the Lord will come. In the morning you will see God's glory. The earth and its fullness belong to you, the world and all its peoples. It is you who set it on the seas, on the waters you made it firm. Who shall climb your mountain, Adonai, or stand in your holy place? those with clean hands and pure heart, who desire no worthless thing. They shall receive blessings from your love, and reward from your saving presence. Such are the people who seek you, O God of Jacob. Stretch toward heaven, you gates, open high and wide, let the glorious sovereign enter. Who is this splendid ruler? Adonai, Adonai Sabaoth, the one who conquers the chaos. Stretch toward heaven, you gates, open high and wide, let the glorious sovereign enter. Who is this splendid ruler? Adonai of heaven's glory, this splendid ruler is our God. Glory to the one and to the word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Today you will know that the Lord will come, and the morning you will see God's glory. Tomorrow the sins of the world will be washed away, and the Savior of the world shall reign over us. Alleluia. Sing a new song to Adonai. Sing it and bless God's name. Sing it everyone and everywhere. Proclaim God's help every day. Tell every nation about the triumph, God's glory and wonders among the peoples. A God so great deserves all praise and the dread of all other gods. Far too many value their worthless gods, but it was Adonai who made the heavens. To God belong majesty and power, and splendorous beauty in the temple. Proclaim Adonai, O families of nations. Praise the glory of God's power. Praise the glory of the holy name. Bring gifts to offer in the temple. Worship with reverence and awe. O earth, join us in praise. Tell it among the nations. Adonai reigns with justice. As the firmness of earth is not swayed, nothing can sway the justice of God. Let heaven and earth be glad. The sea and its creatures roar their praise. The fields and their animals exult. The trees and their birds sing their joy. At the presence of Adonai who comes to reign on earth. With justice, God will set earth aright. With truth, restore the world to order. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Tomorrow the sins of the world will be washed away, and the Savior of the world shall reign over us. Alleluia. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Awake, awake! Put on your strength, Zion. Put on your glorious garments, Jerusalem, holy city. Arise, shake off the dust. Sit enthroned, Jerusalem.
Loose the bonds from your neck, captive daughter Zion. How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of the one bringing good news, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, saying to Zion, your God is sovereign. Listen, your watchmen raise a cry, together they shout for joy, for they see directly before their eyes Adonai's return to Zion. Thanks be to God.
Sanctify yourselves, children of Israel. The Lord will come down. He will remove all sickness from you. Sanctify yourselves, children of Israel. The Lord will come down. He will remove all sickness from you. Tomorrow the sinfulness of the earth will be blotted out, and the Savior of the world will rule over us. He will remove all sickness from you. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. Sanctify yourselves, children of Israel. The Lord will come down. He will remove all sickness from you. Tomorrow, says the Lord God Almighty, you will have your salvation. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Tomorrow, says the Lord God Almighty, you will have your salvation.
In ancient times, you freed those enslaved in Pharaoh's empire. Liberate us today from our slavery to self-centeredness and greed. In ancient times, you revealed your truth at Sinai with the precepts of the covenant. Give us the strength this day to fulfill the whole law with your love. In ancient times, you fed people in the desert with manna from heaven. Use us today to feed migrants and refugees fleeing from poverty and war. In ancient times, you gave thirsty people water springing from a rock. Quench our thirst today as we join the struggle for justice. In ancient times, you consoled those grieving from the loss of their land and loved ones. Comfort us today and surround all those who mourn with consolation and peace. In these last days, you taught us to pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Come, Lord Jesus, do not delay. Give new courage to your people who trust in your love. By your coming, raise us to the joy of the beloved community where you live and love with your Abba and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the justice and love of the Holy One prepare our hearts for the coming of Jesus Emmanuel. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.